everyone, and you are here today with Ash Hollywood, and stand the fuck up if you are an Ashaholic. And, well, I'm as new to this as you are, but we're gonna see how it fucking goes. Today with me, I have the one and only Richard, a.k.a. Dick Avery.
You have me tied to the chair. I have no choice.
No, you have absolutely no choice. I'm making you do this, and pretty soon I'll make you fall in love with me, too.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about this first episode about the future of Ashaholics, right?
Yes. I want to know, just as much as the rest of us do, what is the future of ashgirl.com? What are these Ashaholics up for?
My goal is to have you have fun, as always. And
that's why I keep running away to Julieland.
Exactly. And we're going to talk about all the things that piss you off, all things that piss me off.
This is why you gave me my own show, because I have so much to bitch about.
Exactly. And we're going to have our friends on that piss us off and then that are pissed off as us. Like, you know what I mean?
No, seriously. It's just going to be one huge inbred bitch fest.
Basically, it was going to be called Annoying for everything that annoys the fuck out of us.
Annoyed.com.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you're here to bitch. Right now, tell me something that pisses you off right now.
My phone ringtone pisses me off to no end, because if you can't see, it's flashing in the background. I know you people at home can't see yet.
Exactly.
But it's fucking flashing and it's going off, and I really fucking hate when people can't gather things in one text message and like just get it over and done with. Kind of like a voicemail, but over text.
Exactly.
Instead, they send you like fucking 20 of them in a row.
They send you like a sentence at a time.
No, literally.
Literally, a sentence at a time. No, I hear you. It pisses me off too.
And I'm literally my... We'll get to that one in another episode. When my text tone goes off, I just cringe. Every time I see or hear, even vibrate, I'm just like, oh, what does the world want right now? I don't want to be a part of it.
I turn my ringer off. I just can't deal with it anymore. It annoys the fuck out of me. So I sit there and so I pick up the phone every like 10 minutes and there's a message or something. I'm all like, oh, great. Here you go. Oh, whatever. I don't even want to hear from anybody anymore ever again.
I hate them all.
Exactly. We hate everybody.
I hate everybody equally.
Exactly. You're not special. We hate you.
Just depend on our consistency in
that. Exactly. So tell me something. What have you been doing lately?
I've been fucking rocking my ass off to being J-Girl of the Year 2012.
Oh, that's right. That was last month. I should say that was going to be a month or so ago. By the time you hear this.
I have been partying my ass off.
Really? What did you do last night?
Wearing my crown. Oh my God, last night. Last night I went out with former J Girl of the Year, Lexi Bell.
Oh, that's right.
I have the fucking marks to prove it. I have several bite marks starting from my left earlobe all the way down my shoulder.
Did she do this in the privacy of your own home, or was this
in
public?
She did this everywhere. Public, home. I mean, she's resilient.
Did you bite her?
I ended up wrestling her and choking her on my bathroom floor to get her to stop. And she broke my favorite rosary. So if anybody out there wants to send me a brand new rosary, I'd love it.
Please send.
Please, please, please.
But I mean, like, what is it with that girl and biting? She's bitten me in the neck.
She has an oral fixation. I don't know. It's her thing. I really can't understand it. I think she gets it from Lucy, her bird.
Exactly. Because I know Lady doesn't bite.
Oh no, Lady's the sweetest thing in the world, and she likes to play little spoon when she cuddles up to you.
So tell me, I want to tell you something that pisses me off.
Oh, please do.
Okay, so we're gonna have a bitch fest. I think what pisses me off these days is porn stars talking, saying things that they shouldn't say.
Bitch, get back on your knees. That's where you belong.
No, they're just a certain individual. Yesterday was quoted as is endorsing Mitt Romney for presidency.
I was reading about that.
I'm all for endorsing who you want to endorse. It's freedom of voting and who you want to vote for.
But isn't this particular person endorsing somebody who literally wants to destroy the porn business?
Exactly. It's like voting against your own interest is dumb.
That made them millions. It made them who they are today. And, you know, a crossover celebrity even. And I'm sorry, thank you for retiring and doing your part and being who you are, but why do you have to ruin it for the rest of us?
And I just think it's always an uneducated opinion. I always say, if you have an opinion, be an educated one. It's better than an uneducated one. I mean, and I think that in her case, I mean, I've met her, she's really sweet and nice. I just think it was more about looking for attention.
It might have been a publicity stunt.
It's been played on everything.
because, well, your man can't carry your spotlight for too long. People get tired of that shit. So right. I guess you had to find something else.
Exactly. So that's my thing. You know, as I always say, think before you tweet, think before you talk.
Think before you tweet, think before you talk. Think about everything that you're
Think before you suck. Think before you fuck. Just think.
Rinse before you fuck, please. Rinse.
Exactly. So the other dumb thing is, so on this...
So let's talk a little bit more about like Twitter and stuff like that, though, because we rant about that all the time. You know, I can't even look at my timeline anymore because I swear my IQ drops with every single thing.
I get mad when girls think I read their timelines and then they...
Didn't you see on Twitter? Yeah. Didn't you look at it?
Didn't you know I was sick? I'm like, no, but you should have read my Twitter. I'm like, I have better things to do. You know, I just, that annoys the fuck out of me. Yeah. I don't know, but then everything annoys me.
Speaking of Twitter, I'm going to do a shameless plug because I can.
Please.
Nina, nina, boo, boo. My Twitter is at Ash Hollywood. That's with two H's because I am not Ass Hollywood. And we also have Ash Girl with two R's.
And then we also, how many Twitters do we have? We have at Julie Land, at Dick Avery, at Ash Girl. We have Girl. We have like, I think I have like, seriously, I have like something like 15 different Twitter accounts.
And if you really want to get crazy on Twitter, you can follow Lucifer H. Wood and Satan Prada. Those are my pets. Thank you. I'm one of those girls.
Do they have what do they tweet about?
They tweet woof, woof, bark, bark, meow, meow. And pictures. I just really wanted to tag them in a picture.
You know, and speaking of that, you know, Baby Frank interviewed Lucifer. It was the first Baby Frank interview.
It was.
Baby Frank just interviewed Nikki Hunter's zoo. You know, she has like,
A zoo. Like she bigger than Lexi Bell's zoo.
Makes Lexi Bell look like nothing. Nikki has two horses, two dogs.
Oh, she has a small farm.
Two dogs. It's a zoo. Two dogs, four cats, a bird, a snake, a lizard.
Now, how many of those animals belong to a previous porn girl before? Because I know all about passing fucking animals on.
That would be Julia Ann, I think, is the one that rescues animals.
Yes, she does, actually. I remember that.
But Nikki has great, like, seriously, it's like a zoo, and she is amazing. And she scares me. She wants more.
Of course.
And then she has two kids.
I want to have a little farm, and I want chickens, and I want the chickens with, like, the... I call them furry feet, but they're like feathered feet. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're called. I think they just look so cool. They have like bell bottoms.
Well, this is giving us an idea what the fuck this show's going to be about, right? So we're going to bitch. We're going to complain. We're going to talk about our friends. You're going to fucking...
We're going to make announcements, rant. Gives highlights. I'm probably going to read
We're
going to
have
emails.
Prizes, giveaways. It's going to be whatever the fuck we want.
It's going to be how I feel that day, I think.
Exactly.
Right now, I feel slightly inebriated still. Thank you, Lexi Bell.
Really. Yeah, she's nothing but trouble. We know that.
I'm trouble.
Oh, she's the queen.
That's right. She is the queen.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Well, then let's wrap this up. How do we find you and how do we find us?
You can stalk me at ashgirl.com, where right now it's free nudes, free girl action, free previews, teasers, and things like that. You can find the rest of it at julieland.com. You can also find me on Twitter at ashhollywood. And you can find Julie Land at Julie Land, or if you'd like to personally tweet my love and my king, Dick Avery, he is at Dick Avery, right?
Yeah, Dick Avery.
There you
go. At Dick Avery, perfect.
Please send in your emails, questions, concerns. Tell us how much you love, hate, or want to fuck me. It doesn't matter. Just
get in line.
Give us a shout at ashgirl.com.
Just be nice.
And be nice, please. Have respect. Thank you again, guys. It's been Ash Hollywood with Ash Hollywood.